brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
And this is Rewind for Milwaukee. J.R., I just want to talk about one subject. Sheriff David Clark has been in the news a lot lately. Let's quickly talk about what has he been up to.
Let's talk his greatest hits from this week.
His greatest hits? Okay.
The first one was Sheriff Clark apparently was on a flight back from Dallas to Milwaukee on Green Bay. A man says that he walked on the flight, saw Sheriff Clark dressed out in Dallas Cowboys garb. Remember, they were playing the Packers that day. Sheriff Clark's uncle, I think, played for the Cowboys, big Cowboys fan. Asked, "Are you Sheriff Clark?" Said, "Yes." Guy shook his head and walked away, and Sheriff Clark basically, I guess, said, "Do you have a problem with that?" Man said, "No." Thought that was it. Landed in Milwaukee, walks off the plane. There's Sheriff Clark with several deputies who then took him and interrogated him, he says, and then escorted him out of the airport and made him leave, get in a friend's car and drive
away. The sheriff's department is in charge of security at the Milwaukee airport. Excuse me.
Man says that he then filed a complaint with the sheriff's department about this. Sheriff Clark answered that on his Facebook, the county Facebook page, saying he has a right to defend himself, and the next person who does something like this might get knocked out, to paraphrase
his
language.
You have a law officer saying this. Excuse me.
It raised some eyebrows. People I talked to who are familiar with our self-defense laws in Wisconsin, that's an interesting take. Plus, too, I think we're talking law enforcement officer basically advocating a preemptive strike, if you will, in a situation like this, which raised some eyebrows as well. So now we have that. He also put up a meme mocking this guy as a snowflake. So he's not backing down from this language at all. Then we have a Facebook or video that Sheriff Clark posted from a speech Thursday night late to a ball of deplorables, I think they called themselves, at the inauguration festivities, saying that, you know, remember, this guy runs a Democrat, right?
Yes.
Says,
and he's up for re-election a year from now.
The only time I'll reach across the aisle is to grab Democrats by the throat and remind them who won.
Wow.
Now, I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but that's basically what I said. What's interesting is Sheriff Clark is no stranger to saying things are bombastic, controversial, whatever word you want to use. But there's an audience that eats it up. It's not an audience here, though. It's an audience that's national because of his appearances on Fox News, his social media presence. They eat this up. They validate, in some ways, the behavior. Back here, though, there are people going, this guy's not playing to us anymore. He's not paying attention to his responsibilities with the jail or his constituent in Wisconsin. Mine is elsewhere. Now, the question is, where's he going to land elsewhere?
Right.
The Trump administration.
Is he too radioactive? I talked to
Eric O'Keefe, conservative activist, who calls himself, it says, an informal advisor to Clark. Is that still an option? So there's that. There was this week a draft Clark for Senate page that went up in a
U.S.
filing
Senate
with the FEC.
2018 against Senator Baldwin?
So the people behind this think this guy, they love David Clark as a presence, you know, from law enforcement. So there's that going on. But where's he going to land in politics? I mean, if you look at, like, how he's been behaving lately when I talk to people, they don't think he's playing again for re-election here. They think he's playing for something else.
Okay.
He's got a book coming out and a national media presence with the Fox News. That's who he seems to be speaking to right now, and that audience loves it. If he ran for sheriff in 2018, which I'm not convinced he will, it could be an interesting race. He no longer has Charlie Sykes on talk radio to back him anymore. They've got a falling out. So how's that going to play out if he did run? I don't think the Senate's where he wants to go. And talking to people who know him, they said, look, this guy is a man of action, not a man of debate. They don't think the Senate's a place for him. So what's his future in politics? I'm not quite sure right now.
I think that's a good subject. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.